are live once again. Welcome. This is Orion Rising, and we are live. Today, I'm going to be on here for a short time, just a quick commercial. It's come to my attention that my website, which you can see there on the screen right now, Kelto's Cauldron, those of you who have video and are watching this on video, you guys will be able to see my tutorial. Those of you who are listening to this podcast, you guys will be able to hear it, and hopefully I will speak as slow and as clear as I can so that you guys can pay attention to what's going on. It's come to my attention that people have a problem with going to a website and paying using PayPal. Now, what you need to understand, and I'll show you that in a minute, and I'll go through that on the screen. What you need to understand is you do not have to have a PayPal account to pay with PayPal. Okay, credit card companies that are out there, okay, that whenever you go online and you pay for something and you hit the button that says pay and they ask you for your credit card information, there are several hundreds of them out there that people use. There's different companies they use. I use PayPal. So, and I'll show you on the, you know, you click on there and it says pay with PayPal. You don't have to have a PayPal account. People are afraid of that because they go, well, I don't have a PayPal account. I'm not going to use that. The feature is I use PayPal so that your credit card is secured just like any other site, but my credit card information is secured as well. So if you had a PayPal account, you could use the PayPal account to pay my PayPal account. But if you don't and you're just using a credit card, that option is there and I'll show you as soon as you click on it. Okay. So this is, for those of you who don't know what my website is, it's Kelto's Cauldron. That's www.keltoscauldron.com, KeltosCauldron.com, and that's a complete holistic website. Now, I'll go over there in a second. Hi, guys. There's me. For those of you who have video, you can see my ugly mug, but for those of you who just have audio, you can just hear my ugly mug. But I'm going to go over there right now, and I'll show you my website, okay? Once you guys get there, I'll show you. It's really simple. It's just, if you've ever purchased anything from a website, it's the same thing, okay? So, all the products, you're going to see some products scrolling on the screen now while we go through that. So you can get an idea of what kind of stuff I have there. These are just, I just grabbed these at random. They were on my last show as well, just to kind of show you the range of different religions, every religion on the planet, everything that you need to know for everything. Zen, Buddhism, it doesn't matter what your holistic ideology is. It's there and all the tools for that. We have 6,004 items on this website currently for sale. I have not even shopped to see every item that I have on this website. Okay, so that's how many items that you know I grab the bulks and use that and that. You know, so let me go over here to the. Let me put the camera on here and bear with me you should be seeing that come up in a second. And I'm going to go over here and I'm going to start moving. So that's live on my screen. So I'm going to share my screen with you, and I'm going to show you right. What's going on here. So let me show you that. So now we're on the screen and you can see, all right, this is the first thing you see when you log in, you see the Kelto's Cauldron. And then if you start scrolling, it starts with products. On the side here are all the categories for the different products that are available for you. And then these ones here are the most popular products. So those are right down the center, but you can then tailor it to whatever you want. Like, you know, you have a Thor's hammer over here and, you know, you can go to treasure boxes. You can go to, you know, Tibetan. So, I mean, this is where all these different psychic development pendulums, this is where your product is for all of your, whatever your needs are, you can look that up. And I have a really cool feature up here right now. If you're looking at it, you see that it's not enabled only because for some reason my Adobe Flash player acts weird until I click on that. But if you don't see the calendar here, it's the current moon phases. You can do the same thing and click on it and it'll actually take you to a site that shows you the current moon phase. So that's another feature if you guys are trying to figure out, and when's the full moon? Hey, Kelto's Cauldron's got that up there. I just click on there and hit moon phases and it'll tell me where we are in the moon phase for the current thing. Okay, so now let me walk you through real quick, right? It's just like any other website. It's a very user friendly where you have a login if you want to log in to put your name in here, because then we will be, I don't have it rolled out yet, but we will be doing emails with our new products that will come out to you when we have a new product out. So you'll get the email saying, hey, this is a new group of products that we have, right? And then you have your shopping cart, which is up here. And then that keeps an idea. It tells you how many items you have in there and what it is. And then you have the checkout button, right? And the home button brings you back to this screen. So if you're going through a bunch of other places, you end up in, you know, Buddhism or books, and you want to come, wait, where's that screen? Go back to this screen right here. So I'm just going to pick a product, right? Let's just grab this one right here. All right. So say I wanted to buy this. It's just like any other thing. You click on it and it takes you to this window. And if you want to add it to your cart, you add it to your cart. It gives you a description of what's going on. You could even share this picture with friends all over on anything that you want, and on Facebook, Twitter, right? Or you can share it on all these genres, and you can even add stuff, right? So you can share this with your friends or whatever and go, oh, wow, take a look at this. Okay, so say I'm going to add this to my cart. I added it to my cart, right? So I press a button, right? And it says add to cart. So now I have one item in my cart for $8.95. If you want to just continue shopping, you just go back and click on the buttons wherever you want to go. You can click home again up here and go back to the beginning and start from there and take a look around. So now that's normal, right? So this is where everybody kind of gets weirded out, because you hit checkout and they go, oh, it's, you know, they want to check out with PayPal. So let me load it real quick here. See, so I put on here, here's your login if you want to log in, right? Here's your, you know, check out with PayPal. Well, I don't have PayPal. So what do I do? Well, you know, you just click on PayPal. That's the company I use to charge your credit card, so it secures your credit card so that nobody can steal your information. I can't steal your information because I don't get to see it. You can't steal any of my information or hack into it because this goes through PayPal. So now I'm going to click on here. My computer's a little slow, so it's going to take a minute to bring it up. But it brings up the screen. See? Okay, so that messed up the video because it was trying to load that, didn't it? All right, so we'll have to go back. You'll have to just trust me on that. Okay, it looks like what happened there was that when I tried to load that to show you, so I'll have to just tell you, those of you who have video, you won't be able to see that, because by me loading that, for some reason it cut off the signal for my live feed. So and I believe we're still live. Yeah, we're still live. So yeah, okay, so I was checking. So we're still live. So we're back live. So I apologize for the interruption, but what happens there, for those of you who do have video, you won't be able to see it, so I'll just walk you through it. So when you click on the pay with PayPal, what happens is it opens up the window, and the window asks you for your credit card information. So if you have a PayPal account at that point, you can click on PayPal and then use your PayPal account. If you don't, you just enter in whatever credit card. You can see the different credit cards that we take. We take all major credit cards. Enter in that information just like you would anything else. Now, the reason I use PayPal is that you will enter in your information, but I will never get to see that information. Okay, so I don't get your credit card information, your name. I can't rip you off. Nobody that works for me can do that either, because that goes through PayPal, and PayPal is a secure company that, if you don't know that because you might be somewhere else in the world, it's a secure company that is in the San Francisco Bay Area of California. They used to be a part of eBay, and they were exclusively used on eBay. And then they realized that people were, you know, really starting to get into it. And so they went, you know, they backed out of eBay and said, we'll still work with you, but we're going to work with everybody else too. So it's just one of those e-commerce venues that you go through so it secures your credit card. So I was going to show you on the screen, like I said, but the screen went cuckoo-ca-choo there when I tried to load it. It interrupted the signal. So I didn't get to load it. And that's terrible, because when I did it earlier in a dry run, it didn't do that. But for some reason, now that I'm live, it did. And I apologize for that. So it takes you to a window, which I can't show you right now, but it just asks for your credit card information. So you don't have to have PayPal or a PayPal account to do that. And I found that a lot of people have emailed me and emailed other people who know me and said, well, I don't have a PayPal account. I was going to buy some stuff. So I wanted to do a quick commercial. I'm not going to be on very much longer. I just wanted to show you that, but now I can't show you that. So we'll just run through, you know, unfortunately you won't be able to see it. So just like I said, you can click on it and then just enter your card information into it. And it is secure because it goes through PayPal. So nobody gets to see it. The company of PayPal is, you know, they don't, their job is to secure your credit card. They're not going to steal it from you. Okay. So, that's that. So if anybody else has any other questions, just email me or PM me, and I can fill you in. But you don't have to have a PayPal account to run that. You just need a credit card, and it takes all the major credit cards. So that should be no big deal. So just so you know that, because that's been apparently a problem. All right. So I apologize for the problems with the video there and with my stupid computer slowing down. I'm not quite sure why that did that. I guess because I was trying to load something at the same time as I had a program operating. And like I said earlier, it didn't seem to be an issue. So, of course, when you're live, there's always problems. All right. So that's really it. I just want to come on here for a few minutes. And this is like, you know, 8 minutes long here, 10 minutes, just to kind of give a quick commercial. Keltos Cauldron, KeltosCauldron, KeltosCauldron.com, www.keltoscauldron.com. And like I said, you could see the different things that were there. Let's go back and take a look at that, right? Let's see. Let's look at some more of the products that are there, because, you know, there's where we stopped right there. We got killed at the paper. You know, let me try it again. Let's see what happens. Let's see if it cuts us off, right? Let's see if it interrupts the signal again. If it doesn't, maybe it'll actually load and I can actually show you that. But you guys that are on podcast, again, you won't be able to see it because you don't have video. You guys are just listening. And like I said, I was pretty descriptive. You click on the button, it takes you to a screen where you enter in your credit card information. You don't have to have a PayPal account. So that's vital, because, you know, I didn't think about that until people started asking me about it. And then I realized I was losing business because people didn't understand how that worked. And I understand that. That's why I'm doing this. And it's still being slow. So, yeah, it's not working. No, wait, there it goes. It did pop up. So let's make sure this goes on the screen. Okay. So it says there, if you have a PayPal account, as you can see at the top of the screen, those of you who don't, what you're seeing is it says PayPal, and then it has the amount due in US dollars on the right, shows your little shopping cart. English, you can change the language to another language if your English is not your first language. And you can see that it has a little arrow, and you'll get that in any language because it's the same system that's set up all around the world. And then it says have a PayPal account, log in. You click on that and it logs into your PayPal account. If you don't, right below that, those of you who are having video or seeing video, you can see that it says, pay with a credit card or a debit card. And then it shows you the Discover, Visa, MasterCard, and I'm not sure what the other one is. But it's right there on the screen, right? And you can click in there and then you just click in the information. Fill out the stuff with your name. Right, all that stuff, billing address, so they know where to ship your stuff to. Or you could create a PayPal account if you don't have one down at the bottom, and then you can fill that information in if you want to create it, but you don't have to. So all that information is there for you to punch in normally, just like you normally would, right, and the billing address and all of that. And then once you do that, it takes you back to the screen where you've paid, and then they'll ask you for the shipping address. And sometimes it comes up and flags me if the shipping address is different than the address that is on the credit card, because then that flags me, because it's a possibility that that's a stolen card trying to be used. So if you are at a different location, having it shipped to a different location, there might be a delay in your product getting there if you have a different billing address from the address that it's being shipped to, because we have to then take a look at that and do a quick investigation and make sure that it is in fact the proper person. And that takes a little bit of time sometimes. So I'm glad that it finally was able to turn on for those of you who have visuals, so you can see what I was talking about. But like I said, those of you who don't, that's how it works. It's not real complicated. It's just kind of scary because people think, PayPal, who's that? Some of you may never even heard of PayPal because you're not inside the United States, right? So anybody in America pretty much knows what PayPal is, but not always. And I just assumed, that was my bad for thinking that people everywhere understands the geeky, nerdy technology that I do. And that's cost me some money. So that's how that works, guys, just so you guys know. And I hope this helps with you guys, because that site's a really great site. Let me go back and show you. So I was going to go back and show you some of the products, but it actually started working, so I didn't, right? So let's go back over here and exit out of here and go back to the website. It might take a couple seconds, but so we go back to the website. Now we're in our shopping cart here, right? So say you're in the shopping cart and you don't want to check out, right? So you say, oh, I don't like that product. I don't want that product. Let me tell you, show you that real quick too, right? You can just take it out of your cart, right? Hold on, let me go to home, and then we'll go back to the cart. And see how this is? I do this. I have the same problem. I come up here, and sometimes you don't highlight that all the way. And I keep having this problem. I'm used to just like really quickly moving, and this website's very detail oriented. So if you're trying to go to the cart, see how you have to wait till it turns color. Those of you who are watching on podcast, listening on podcast, that you have to highlight and actually make it change colors. I'm used to just click, 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 moving too fast. I'm moving too fast. All right. So now here, see this X button here. For those of you who are back in the shopping cart and I decided, oh, I don't want that product. You might have 10 products in there and you go, oh, wait a minute. I don't want those anymore. So I'm going to take those out, this out or that out, and just buy this one or none. So then you just go over here and you wand over the product again. And there's a X in a circle. Those of you who work with PCs, you know what that means, right? Even Apple has a little circle that's red. This has got a red little circle with an X in it, and you just click on it and it removes that item from your shopping cart. So now I have nothing in my shopping cart. Okay, so that's how that works. And like I said, here's some of the products. Look at these things. Even children's stuff is here. So this is really, really a good site. Even if you don't buy anything, take a look at the stuff that's here and tell your friends, because man, I have got, and look at these prices. This set of earrings, 2 years ago, if I sold these to you personally online, they would be $10. These are $4.95 for the set of earrings. And I used to sell sets of earrings that are just like that. I still have some. And look at this pendant over here. Another one that for $4.95 for this pendant, I would have charged you, instead of five with shipping and handling, I would have charged you seven or eight easily. And then $4 shipping and handling, depending on where you are in the world. Right. So some of the people say, well, that's kind of pricey. Not really. If you compare these prices like this here at $25.95 for this, you compare this, what this is made out of. This is a brass pendulum. It's not just a pot metal, right? If it was pot metal, it'd be $10. This isn't made out of brass. This whole thing is brass. Brass is expensive. So $25.95, I mean, you might, instead of just visually looking at something and thinking, wow, that's kind of expensive, take a look at the actual product, because a lot of this stuff you're going to look at and go, oh, well, that's actually cheap, you know, and a lot of it you're going to look at and go, well, that's kind of expensive. Well, there's a reason for some of that, right? I mean, I have an overhead as well, so I have to pay people. Right. I have to make some money. I don't make all this money. I don't make that whole profit that you see there. I have to buy this product and then I have to ship it to you. Right. So, and then I have to pay for this website. So, I'm not making $22.95 off of you when I'm paying for the product and having it shipped to you. So you see what I'm saying? So I'm not making all of it. We're sharing the profit from the people who made this. Cause if I sell you this guy's book, this guy or woman who wrote this book gets a part of that money. Person who manufactured this gets a part of that money. Do you see how that works? That's how e-commerce, that's how all commerce works, right? So these are not products that I made, right? So if I made them, I would take 100% of the profit, but they're not. Someone else made these and I'm selling their product on my website. Just like if you were on Amazon, I'm selling their products here on this website. So they have to get paid. Manufacturer has to get paid as well as I. So we split the profit. Okay. So I would say, take a look at this. Like I said, this is a really good, I'm not like the professional, commercial guy, sitting here going, the way they do, the way they talk, just like the news people have their own way of speaking. The commercial people have their own way. Keltos Cauldron, check this out. It's the greatest place on the face of the earth, and start screaming and yelling. And, I'm just the guy. I'm the owner of the thing. I'm not here to try and be a commercial that is selling you products and talk like the commercial guys or that guy that screams all the time on the infomercials. That's not what I'm here for. I'm trying to make things as simple and as easy for you guys as I can possibly make it so that you understand what's going on. I'm not, look at me. I'm not that, hey, want to buy my product quickly? Wait, let me put my glasses on to look more intelligent. Buy my product, mine. Ooh, it's just a great product. You got to see it. It's, oh my God, it's the most important thing and the best thing on the whole face of the earth. I could pay people for that kind of advertisement, and who knows, maybe someday down the road I will, but for right now, I'm the advertiser, and I'm going to talk to you like you're a person and that you have a brain in your head and you don't need me to try and brainwash you and put product in front of your face. I was already doing that, right? For those of you who have the video, I was showing you the product, but I'm not doing product placement, you know, with like Vanna and showing you the stuff. And okay, so that's it. I just want to show you guys that, you know, pass this on to people, take a look at it. I'll put it up. I'm going to post it. I'm going to podcast it so you guys can hear it, because apparently it's been a bigger problem than I thought until I started getting a lot of feedback. So that's what prompted me to do this video. So, all right, guys, that's it. Orion Rising was brought to you today by Keltos Cauldron. That's my website. Orion Rising is on Zoom and on, we're also on Blog Talk Radio now. So I will be doing some shows from Zoom coming up pretty soon, doing some webinars coming up pretty soon. I just have to schedule a couple, and I'll have them on the air as soon as we get them scheduled. So you guys look at the calendar for that. That'll be on the calendar on Orion Rising. And then I may also be doing some for Ancient Aliens, which is my other group in Facebook, if you don't know about that. That's my biggest group. I have like 87, almost 88,000 members in that group, and that's all about aliens and UFOs. So take a look at that. Go there and like those pages as well. You can find me on YouTube. I'm also on YouTube, and my podcast goes everywhere. I go on Podcast Bean, and then from there, I send it out to iTunes and Podcast Addict and Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and all over everywhere. And if there's some place where you get a podcast where I'm not on there, let me know. Because like I said, now I'm also on Blog Talk Radio, although I haven't actually ramped the show up. My first episode, who knows, maybe I might put this commercial on there as my first episode for Blog Talk Radio. But I'll be doing that as well. So I'll be doing shows live on Facebook, and then they'll be archived on YouTube, and I might even start doing some live on YouTube, and then I'll be doing Blog Talk Radio, and I'll be doing webinars. So that's going to be kind of cool, you know, and it may turn out that the Blog Talk Radio might just be the webinars or the podcast replayed on there. I'm not sure yet. We'll find out how that venue turns out. All right. So that's that. I just wanted to show you how that website worked and hope that that cleared up any questions. And if not, email me again or PM me and say, okay, that almost cleared things up, but I'm still not sure on how to navigate, but it looked pretty, you know, it's pretty cool. All right, guys. So that's it. I'm not going to occupy any more of your time. I already did more than I wanted. I just wanted to do a 10-minute spot. Now I'm up to 20 minutes, right? Close to it. All right, guys. I'm actually over that. 22 minutes, 23 minutes. All right, guys. So have a good day and check out